Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Pella Community Art Center, Mary Robertson, joins us on today's program to preview their summer art classes.
Well, Mary, it's that time of year again. The kids are about to wind down, and that means they have some fun opportunities coming up this summer here at the Pella Community Art Center with all sorts of classes and programs. First of all, what does it mean to be getting back into gear and to have kids that are about to come in here and take part in numerous classes?
Well, it's always a lot of fun. We wind down a couple weeks earlier from our after-school program, take a little break to regroup, and then we jump right into our summer art classes. What's nice about the summer art classes is we can focus on individual projects, and there it's a little smaller class size, and it just gets the kids thinking about doing art over the summer and keeping busy and just really enjoying the process of different art classes.
You mentioned different art classes. You have a wide range of opportunities and mediums that you'll be sharing with students. What are some that jump out to mind to you, whether they be new or ones that are popular or ones that certainly students really enjoy?
We try to come up with new classes every year. There's always, you know, good old standbys. One that we are focusing on this year is an art camp. It's a three-day art class. Jill Edwards will put together, and she has different projects each day. Some that are a one-day project and a couple that take a couple of extra days, which is why it is over more than one day. So that's kind of fun. We're also doing a funky chicken class. Where we make a chicken. We've got some clay classes, which are always very popular for a wide range of ages, the mommy and me kind of thing, all the way up to individual classes for older kids with clay. We're also doing a couple of sewing classes, so it's all online to check out, which is definitely a good thing. Don't wait too long because they fill up pretty quickly. If they fill up too fast, then of course we open another class, but we really do like to keep all the classes full. So those are just some individual ones. We're doing something different with Art in the Park this year. We're switching it from actual going out to the park to what's called art exploration. So it's right here in the art center itself, which allows us to offer more art projects available right here. It showcases what we have in the classroom itself. So that's going to be a fun, different thing. It's on the mornings, Wednesday mornings in July, each Wednesday morning. And we encourage all age ranges to come. There'll be instructors here to help run through, you know, different projects and show you what we have all available here in the classroom itself.
There's also some opportunities for older kids to engage some of the younger kids, as I understand. In years past, you've had volunteers that come in and help guide classes or at least help work one-on-one with students. And those are opportunities, again, that help fulfill a school requirement, as I understand.
It is. It's a very wonderful thing. We're very blessed in this community to have so many volunteers. We have, through the public school, they like to have the students get so many volunteer hours per school year. And we definitely have a handful of students that get all 4 years worth in one summer or one school year. So we do really love having those volunteers because they can work, like you said, one-on-one with the students that might need a little bit extra TLC or don't want to use a hot glue gun, and they will help hot glue, or they'll help the kids kind of really develop that idea of whatever it is they want to do. But you don't have to be in high school to do it. We enjoy older volunteers as well. So if you're coming back from college, or if you're a parent or an adult who just wants to get involved in the community, you know, definitely give us a holler. We love having those volunteers because we can't do what we do without everyone involved.
And you've talked about some of the great classes you have, everything from clay to painting to crafting, all in between. How can folks sign up for these programs and find more information about specific dates and things like that?
Well, all the classes are online through the City of Pella website. So you can look and see what is available, you know, right there online from the comfort of your couch. Or you can stop over here to the community center, and we have a program of everything that's available. So if you find that you want to do every single class, which would be fantastic, you can call us right on the phone and pay for it online, you know, through with your credit card over the phone, or you can stop in and sign up for classes right here in the building itself. So definitely do either or both. We'd love to see you to come in and do that.
Once again, that was Director of the Pella Community Art Center, Mary Robertson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.